This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Wednesday, July 18th. Weather continues to play a big role on the trading floor Tuesday from the floor of the CME in Chicago. Here's Joe Baklevic.
Now, weather, I think, forecasts and patterns moving forward, they're probably the bigger deal here in regard to price direction. And we've seen some pretty erratic and unreliable weather forecasts from the GFS model here recently. You know, early this morning, we were looking at a hotter and drier pattern for a lot of the Corn Belt. Those forecasts then shifted at midday and turned a little wetter, a little bit cooler. So we're seeing some volatile trade as a result of that. You know, with the weather forecasts go to the markets this time of year, and today was really no different. Now, yield is really the name of the game here. What type of yield can traders punch into their balance sheets? And that's kind of what we're in the process of discovering here.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday down 2.25 at 504.25. September corn ended the day up 2 at 377. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day down 2.25, ranging from 518.75 to 545. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for August were down 4.5, ranging from 572 to 597. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were up 13.25, ranging from 880.5 to 900.5. Live cattle for August were down $1.87.5 at 115.22.5. August feeder cattle were down 282.5 at 151.30. And August Class 3 milk was down 6 cents at 1661. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.